please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu G, just making a video about nicks, pricks, and bots. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and taking names. Yes, I found this clip of Nick Fuentes. Yes, this guy is supposedly half wetback and half Italian. So yeah, he's a greaseball and a wetback. So yay, fun times indeed. Well, anyways, that's nothing but here nor there. This guy I really don't like. Figure I saw that thing that he did with Jordan Peterson. And yeah, something tells me that this guy and Jordan Peterson are the cock-sucking sluts of Israel. No! Well, I don't really give a fuck about this dude or Jordan Peterson. I think they both are fucking lame-ass faggots. That's just my opinion. What do I know? I'm a stupid wetback, right? Just like Nick Fuentes. Anyways, let's see what the this Goomba has to say, right? Let's roll the clip.
Fertility rates declining. People would rather do other things than have children. When affordable robot companions are put on the market, it will be the breaking point.
Wait.
Do you think the government will economically coerce people into having children?
Wait.
Or will demographics be gradually replaced by strict traditionalist ones?
No, you know what's going to be awesome? Sex robots with like AI and VR, it's going to be literally the greatest thing man has ever created.
Yes, I agree with Rick the Prick. Anything that will separate us away from women and can take us away from their control is a good thing. Yes, imagine none of this thottery could fucking faze you. Yes, that would be awesome. Women get to be put in their place. You have your true love of your life that won't fuck you over like these fucking meatbags. Yeah, so I think that's going to be fucking awesome. Yeah, so sex robots and AI companions and all this good shit. It's fucking good stuff. Yeah, it would be nice that this woman could just be a nice pretty woman, just suck your dick and make sandwiches and babies. But no, they're really fucking stupid. So what can you do as a man? Just go your own way.
To sound like a complete gooner, but objectively, that's just going to be true. Deal with it, fucking liberal. When sex robots with VR, AR, augmented reality and AI.
TFM is right, the future is now. So let's take reins of this and let's fucking fuck it real hard, right? Well, let's continue.
AI, it's literally gonna be the only profit-making thing that AI does besides defense. It's gonna be porn and...
Yes, friends, this shit is right. When this shit fucking happens, it's gonna be glorious. And what are women gonna do when this shit happens? Ooh, man, I don't know. We'll find out, right, when we get there.
Sex, and when that happens, women are fucked.
Yes, friends, once these fucking machines get perfected, all they gotta do is put some... Was it that TPE fucking skin over it? And then you put a spinning robot pussy in this shit? And fuck yeah, these things will be better than the fucking organic bitches. Yeah, no more dealing with bullshit. No more gaslighting. No more fucking trickery. Women's days will be numbered. It's so fucking glorious. Yes, imagine your wife will cook and clean and fuck you and all kinds of shit. Yeah, and she'll never tell you no. And you could be as rough as you want and nobody will tell you no. But I'm sure there'd be some fucking cuckold out there that'll try to give these fucking robots rights. Why? Because they're fucking stupid and weak. It is what it is.
When that happens, number one, it's gonna be the best thing ever. Number two, women are gonna be fucked because everybody's gonna prefer it. Then we gotta cut their welfare and they'll come crawling back.
No, prick. I swear I disagree. I think women are gonna start saying all kinds of shit, saying, "Oh, you're oppressing me! No, look what you're doing to me!" Yeah, and you're just going your own way and fucking a sex robot? But women do stupid shit because they're retarded and they're childish. Yeah, look at this fucking dumb bitch. She's gonna get her comeuppance because they like it because they're dumb whores. So yes, what are you gonna do, friends? What are you gonna do? Yeah, so you do, you either put them in their place or you take their rights away or you fucking start doing the robot stuff. Yes, that's what we have to do. Either smack a bitch or start making sex robots. Either way, I'll fucking do either way. Yeah, I like to get rough on a bitch. That's my thing, but you know, I'm a fucking degenerate wetback apparently, so I'll beat a bitch. Yeah, I like S&M. Oh yeah, I remember I had one chick that kicked me in the nuts, so I fucking slapped the shit out of her. Oh yeah, and we fucked good. Isn't that right, Lisa? You fucking crazy cunt.
Oh, day of the sex robot is coming. It will not arrive soon enough. sex robots, bring them forth, because you know what's going to happen? You know what, Pete? Guys already prefer pornography.
Yeah, little Nikki, don't you know that your handlers are the ones that do the pornography shit? Yeah, remember the Rabbi Dildo and all that crap? Yeah, your fucking Israeli friends are the ones behind all that shit, so fuck you, Nick the prick. Now go suck a dick. And I bet you like them uncircumcised, right? Oh no, yeah. No, you like them fucking circumcised because they're the ones paying you, right? Well, anyways, let's continue. And remember, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusionals, so it be what it be, yo.
Then when the pornography steps out of the digital and into the real with sex robots, AR, AI-enhanced pornography, man, women are gonna be fucked. Because we're not gonna have to put up with their bullshit.
Yes, when that happens, hopefully there will be a male liberation from these feminist cunts. Yes, they're the ones that are oppressing us, but because guys want to fuck these bitches, we put up with it. Yeah, I don't put up with that shit. Yeah, I do feel that ping and that need, but I could control my emotions and urges, whatever you want to call it, but some people can't. Yeah, it took a while for me to control that shit, but you know, that's a story for another day. Let's see what fucking the prick has to say.
That's what men are going to do. You thought men were going their own way before? Wait. You think we're going to put up with all that nonsense? And then what we're going to do is we're going to vote for Andrew Tate for president.
Yeah, fuck fucking Andrew Tate. I wouldn't vote for that piece of shit. He's a scumbag. Yeah, he scammed a lot of lonely dudes with his internet horror cafe or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah, that's how this guy made his money. So fuck this weak ass bitch. Yeah, so this guy could eat a dick in my opinion. But whatever, let's continue.
He's going to cut all their welfare. DEI is finished. There will be no more female lawyers ever again without DEI.
Whoa, there, guy. You think that's going to happen? Baby steps. Yeah, you think that's going to happen overnight? No, dumbass. Yeah, the robots are going to help us move forward. But yeah, little by little, this is going to have to be stamped out. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of people fighting this shit. You don't think so? Yeah, you think women want robots here to take care of your needs? No, they want you to be their fucking willing slaves because they're evil and they're cruel and they don't give a fuck. So yeah, you got to fight fire with fire, not give a fuck about them. Yes, you must do that, friends.
And then they're all going to be in the streets. They're going to be in the streets learning to mend clothing.
What the fuck? No, dumbass. That sounds more like when the government goes bankrupt. Yes, when the government can't pay for none of this bullshit, all that stuff's going away, and then women have to be pretty and make apple pies and take your sperm. Yes, but this fucking dumbass doesn't know shit. He's a fucking retard and he's bought and paid for, in my opinion. But what do I know? I'm a wetback, so let's continue.
Learning to cook, and they're gonna start acting real nice.
I call bullshit on that. No, women are not going to do that because they're stupid and they're entitled and they're evil. Maybe not evil, but they're fucking childish like fuck. So, no, stupidity and childlike does not mix. So, no, buddy, you're wrong. Just saying.
We're going to be competing. Oh, I can't wait. The tables are going to turn. Because right now, women are on Tinder, they're on Instagram, and every man is competing with every other man in the world.
Yes, and also you forgot to mention women's unbelievable expectations of you. Yeah, so incredible. But women fucking make the rules, right? Because fucking pussy. Yes, fun
time.
A woman
that you know starts an Instagram page, and you are now in competition with oil sheiks in the Emirates, and Chinese billionaires, and every man in
what, fucking little Nikki? Didn't you hear about hoflation? Is this like a new thing that you learned or what? Yes, women are fucking selfish and entitled. Yes, because people want to fuck them. These dumb bitches think they own the world. And look how the world is turning now. Huh? Yes, you see why you gotta take women's rights away? Yes, we don't have to do none of this bullshit. We could end all this bullshit right now if we take women's rights away. But no, we all gotta do this fucking bullshit and start fucking robots because we can't do it. Weak man, right? Weak man. Just look at this guy. Just saying.
America, okay, all the millions of men that are 6'2" and above on planet Earth, every man with a net worth north of $1 million, an income, nor...
Yes, women have these ridiculous expectations. So what can you do as a man? You try to complacent or whatever you want to call it, make them happy, but you can't, because you're not only fighting all the minions army of fucking Sims, but also her delusions. So you're not going to win as a man, so why even try? Just saying.
Of $1 million, you are now competing with them because they are in her DMs. They are in her DMs. I'll fly you out. I'll fly you out. I make 7 figures. I'm a billionaire.
Yes, that's why they have Dubai porta potties. If you don't believe me, look up what the fuck that is and enjoy.
I'm a movie star. And so women just take their pick. Next. This one didn't buy an appetizer. Next. This one didn't throw his card down. Next. I don't like the way this one looks. Next. This guy was weird when he texted me. And you know what's going on?
Well, Nick, if in case you haven't noticed, women are selfish and they're stupid. Yes, and they have a mind of a child. Yes, very entitled. Oh, yes, friend. That's why women are nothing but giant children with tits. Once you realize that, you know how to treat them. If you don't, you get fucked. So, what are you gonna do? Just saying.
What's gonna happen in the next generation? Economical sex robots. They're $500. They're cheaper than an Apple Watch.
Yes, it would be nice if women would just, you know, stop doing their bullshit. But yeah, when the time comes and collapses, I doubt it things are gonna help. Nope, I think it's gonna turn into shit. So yeah, let's continue.
Augmented reality, it determines your best sexual fantasy, the one you like the most, and it's gonna give you perfect sex on demand.
Yes, this would be nice if women would stop doing their bullshit, but no, women are gonna do their bullshit, so the world is turning into shit. And yeah, all these guys are gonna be thirsty, but until women lose their rights, that's when you start doing cool stuff, but not before. Just saying.
For free, all the time. And then women are competing with that. Yeah, they're barking up the wrong tree.
Yes, even though women fucked up, they're still gonna be doing this shit. Because women are nothing but selfish, entitled children. Yeah, once you just take their rights away, you don't have to deal with all this bullshit. But no, we're on this fucking timeline, so enjoy!
Fucked up. But here's the critical step. We gotta cut their welfare. Because you know what they're gonna do? Male sex robots. That's what they're gonna do, male sex. That's why we gotta cut their welfare.
Yeah, just take their rights away and you don't have to do none of this shit. Yeah, you go start having the wife that you're supposed to have and have children. Yeah, the way that God intended. But no, all you people want to be doing dumbass degeneracy bullshit, so enjoy.
Then they can't afford a male sex robot. Then they can't afford one. We have to kill DEI, cut the female welfare, and then they'll be screwed. No, these are just jokes, of course.
Yes, friends, I like to do my jokes too, you know me, I like to fuck around, but yeah, they let these fucking people come and do stupid shit. Yes, just take women's rights away and you don't have fucking stupid jackasses like this trying to pollute the gene pool. Yes, friends, do you think this guy deserves to have kids? Yeah, and you don't? Fuck this guy. Yes, he has his little Fitbit on his fucking leg, so fuck him. And don't let these fucking people try to take over the world. It's already shit. You gotta tell these guys no. Because if we don't do it, then the Muslims will take the women rights away. Because you be dead and you be fucked and that's that. Yeah, and what can you do, friends? What can you do? Just take women's rights away. That's all you gotta do. They don't need to go to work. They don't need to go to school. All they need to do is just make sandwiches and babies. And then everything is back right the way they're supposed to do. Yes, men are supposed to be men and women are supposed to be women. But stop trying to make them into shit that they're not. Just saying.
No, these are jokes. Of course I want to ban all of it. Of course I'm not curious about it. Of course I would never have sex with a robot. Are you kidding me?
Yes, I would too. When they make robots, I want to get me one too. Why not? Yeah, don't be fucking stupid, Nick. Stop being retarded, but I know someone owns you. It's a suspicion. I don't know for 100% sure. But yeah, I think this guy does suck Jewish dick, but I don't know. I could be wrong, but let's continue.
Of course I'm not a robosexual.
No, you're not a robosexual, but by your mannerisms, I think you're a homosexual. Yes, are you a homo? Do you take penis in your butthole? Do you enjoy sucking it off or something? I know you do it to the Jewish counterpart, so why not, right? Hey, you know what you could go with? Bender Rodriguez, yes, the robot from Futurama, because you know he's a wetback too? Yeah, he was made in Mexico. So there you go, friends. You go get fucked by Bender, because I don't think that he'll be a bottom. I think he'll be a top and you'll be the bottom, Nikki. Sorry, that's how I see it, so enjoy.
Human sex for me only. I'm taking a principled stand.
Yeah, the only stance you take, Nikki, is when you hold your ankles to get fucked. Enjoy.
Of course I would never have sex with a robot or even think about it. No, I'm kidding, of course. The traditional thing to do would be to ban that immediately.
Yes, ban sex robots, ban sex dolls, ban everything that makes men happy. Oh yes, you need to get yourself a woman, one that doesn't lie, cheat, or steal. Yes, a lovely woman will be the answer to all your woes and problems, huh? Yes, but women do some fucked up things, and that's what they want you to do, so they could destroy you. Because women is the weakest link, so yeah. Also, the government extracts your money when you get these lovely ladies, and then they take you for everything you got. Bye-bye. You know, it is what it is, friends, but that's what the powers that be want, because they want you broken. Why? Because they're assholes. So why not? Let's continue.
Because the current arrangement is awesome. No, I'm just, those are all jokes, we're just kidding, of course.
Oh no, I'm not kidding, I'm serious like a fucking heart attack. Women are property, we deserve no rights. Look what they do with the rights they have right now. So you think that women deserve these things? No. If it wasn't for women and their rights, we wouldn't need no fucking sex robots. Yes, just take women's rights and we don't need sex robots, and then there's no reason to ban them because they don't exist. Yes, that's all you have to do. Repeal the 19th. Don't let them work. Don't let them go to school, and they have to get married. Yes, that's your only choice, women. Marriage or be a whore. Hey, that's what you're doing right now with your OnlyFans and all those little illegitimate children you got running around. Yeah, all those little half-breed nigglets. Yeah, what do you think of that shit's about, huh? Well, let's continue.
Of course, these are just jokes. I have all the traditional opinions that a person should have.
Whatever, you little effeminate little weirdo. I think you have penis in the brain. Yes, that's your problem. Too much cum in your mouth. Yes, are you gay? It's okay if you're gay, but come on, bro. Stop acting stupid. What's wrong with you? Are you have Down syndrome? Huh? Or was it because you kissed that wailing wall in Israel that kind of like fucked up your brain? Yes, there ain't no fucking taco stand, motherfucker. Get out of there. What the hell's wrong with you? But of course, I'm the one that's wrong because I suffer Down syndrome, not this guy. Fuck this gay gooner, in my opinion. But remember, these are for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals, and, you know, this guy is more straight than fucking whatever. But who knows? I'm just a retarded person, opinion. Apparently.
John Massar sent $100. My grandparents kissed the ground when they got off the boat at Ellis Island. Will you still be an incel once you have sex with an AI robot?
Yeah.
Mr. Matt sent $100. Ay caramba.
I mean, I'm not going to have sex with the... I mean, I'm never going to have sex with a robot.
Yeah, no, this motherfucker will never have sex with a robot. No, because he likes taking protein shots in his star chamber by the oy vey. Yes, this guy's a fucking shill and a sellout. Fuck this dude, in my opinion. But whatever, let's continue.
Thanks for the big super chat. I mean, how could you even say that? Of course I would never have sex with a robot.
Yeah, this guy, in my opinion, looks gay. Yeah. And you sure this guy is Hispanic? I don't know. I look at his face. I don't really see no Hispanic features in him. But, hey, who knows? It's your fucking story. You tell it the way that you want it, right? Like, you can't change your last name, Fuentes. Okay, guy. Are you related to Daisy Fuentes or some stupid shit like that? Who knows? This guy's probably congealed in the gutter just like everyone else, right? Just saying.
What are you even accusing me of? Some kind of robosexual? Some kind of closeted robosexual? Of course I would. That's ridiculous. You think...
Oh, whatever, you fucking filthy degenerate. Yeah, you sold your soul to Israel. So to me, it tells me that you hold nothing secret. Yeah, as long as you have fucking enough bills, you'll slang your ass. You're just a whore, in my opinion, but let's continue.
I would even ever think about that, ever? That's absurd.
America last sent $30.
That's absurd.
Bro, as a Zoomer, and this witch hunt must end. But Lil Bitch, Charles Murray.
Yes, I agree with that comment. I do think that Nick Fuentes is a little bitch, but you know, that's my opinion. What do you guys think? You don't think this guy didn't sell his ass out to fucking Israel? Well, I believe so. I think this guy likes wearing a little pink dress and just likes getting fucked in the ass. Yeah, well, I don't know what's wrong with Gen Z. Yeah, most of them are fucking little weak little faggot weirdos. Yes, I don't like the new fucking generation. They fucking suck balls. And if you belong to that group, I'm sorry. Yeah, try to be better. Yeah, don't be like those fucking freaks. They're all fucking weak and effeminate. Be strong, be powerful, let your dick swing, and don't let these motherfuckers put you down. Yes, friends, the world is falling apart, and all you guys are just turning into weak little feminine weirdos. Stop doing that. Yeah, man up. Become a space marine, because you need to crush all these people's skulls, because the future needs you. I need you to build a better future. So let's do it together, friends. Well, goodbye.
That's come up. Okay, there you go. This is gonna come up a bit. You got your head through?